And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk, and we do it every day of the week, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Teka K, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's eight-time radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Now, this is really going to be a cool show because all we're going to talk about is beer, beer, and more beer. We've got the Legal Remedy team around here, and things are happening with them, and they're getting bigger, and they're growing, and what have you, and it's just a really interesting story. So who do you have with us today? I want to get these official titles right. You have to understand, they don't use president, vice president, you know, whatever, board chair. We have with us the librarian for Legal Remedy, Cassie McGowan, and we have, and I get this title now, the warden of the wood smoke, Mike Ramsey. And that translates into being the chief chef, is that right?
Correct. I mean, yeah, I oversee kitchen operations, all the food. So
Cassie, what does the librarian do?
Well, I say the librarian is the keeper of all the stuff. So a lot of times what I officially do at the brewery is I work on the beer education, and I work on any kind of communications, graphic communications that have to be done. So printing of menus, labels, cans, things of that nature. I will touch that kind of stuff.
All right, so we need to go back a few years because Rock Hill keeps growing week after week, and there's a lot of people who don't know this story about Legal Remedy. The name itself is really interesting. Legal Remedy. Legal, like lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And your better half or your other half, whatever you want to categorize
yeah.
it, little Chad McGowan
yeah.
is an attorney who loves beer. Right?
He does, yes.
So how? Give me the story how all this
happened.
Yeah, how
it happened. Well, Chad and I actually have a group of friends, and out of those friends, most of them have twins because it started with me being a member of the Charlotte Mothers Multiples, and I had this group of friends, and we started hanging out, and then we said, hey, let's introduce our husbands, and then they started hanging out, and then they started hanging out over at our house, and we used to brew beer, and so Chad said, let's start brewing beer, and they would bring beer over to taste and so forth. So there were five guys that got together. Out of the five, four have multiples, and the other one just happened to live across the street from us, so we let Mark in because just because he was there. He does have two children as well, but they're not twins. But,
so you're all drinking beer out of the basement.
We're all drinking beer out of the basement, hanging out, having a good time, and I would say they looked at each other and they said, hey, let's enter a competition locally, and they did, and they won, and then they said, we should take this legal, and so hence the name Legal Remedy came about, and these five guys, and they all still kind of have their regular day jobs,
yeah.
Some of us have stepped up to do this a little bit more full-time as well.
So how long did it take for this to go from a joke to we're really going to do this?
Well, it took a few years, and it was five. We went legit 5 years ago. We're about to celebrate our fifth, what we call birthday, that we've been distributing out in York County,
right.
and now we're in North Carolina and South Carolina. And we've been 4 years at Oakland Avenue. So for the first year, we were out of our detached garage and in a small one-barrel system. And now we have a much bigger, we have two
sure.
systems that we run. One does about 15-barrel system, and the other one's about a... You get about four barrels out of it. So.
Well, it's quite something to see. And for those, again, who are not familiar with the history of this, your first retail operation,
yes,
and where you actually make the stuff,
mm-hmm.
is in what used to be the old Williams Chrysler Plymouth dealership right there on Oakland Avenue. And you all went in and bought that old building. It's a big building, and you basically gutted it and turned it into a brewery,
yeah,
and into a restaurant and into a great big outdoor patio setting. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Complete with solar power, which I think is interesting.
Absolutely. So the solar panels that are out there, we have them. We have three that we kind of use also as shade. And so that's wonderful because we're, you know, taking sunlight and turning it into energy and we're getting some shade. We also, you can't see it, but on the back side of the building, we also have solar panels across there as well. So,
and the big tank is outside. The big yellow tank has legal remedy on it.
Yes. That is full of barley. So beer is made out of four ingredients. And
water.
Water, yeah.
Barley.
Barley, or grains. Grain. You can do wheat as well, but barley, yeah. You know the other two?
Sugar.
No, that comes from the barley.
Comes from the barley.
I'll help you out if you like.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. You have the yeast.
Yeast.
It's going to eat.
I knew that.
Eat that sugar, and it's going to turn it into alcohol and also create flavors. And then hops. We add hops in there. So those are your four main ingredients to beer. And hops is a, it's a vine. It looks like a vine, but it's actually a vine. It grows in spirally, and it creates these little cones, and those cone plants, those little flowers, are what we want. That's the hops, and there's different types of varieties of them, and we use those to help counter the sweetness of the beer from the barley, and it also acts as a little bit of a preservative as well.
But do you grow some of those out there in the backyard?
We do, and we don't. We don't. Those are mostly just kind of for ornamentation. You have to grow quite a few to use as many as we need. But we do. There are some local hops growers. Most of the hops come a little bit more north, and actually from the West Coast. Now
when this thing was being built, I can remember the whole service department, you know, all those service bays they had back there. That's where the whole brewery operation is. And I can remember going through that with Chad doing an interview, all these big stainless steel tanks that came in from, like, Germany or someplace. And you've got somebody who's like Mike who does, but he does the beer.
Yes.
What do you call him?
The brewer. We got a couple brewers. Yeah.
Well, we don't have some legal name for him? Oh, come on.
Well, make sure you give them a hard time because we've been on them about that.
Yeah, they just like to be the brewers.
So this person came.
Oh, we have a couple of them.
You have a couple of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you import them from Germany or where did you bring them from?
No, actually, Hunter's our operations manager. And actually, he went to Clemson and he's been working with us now for.
Got a degree in drinking. Yeah. That's good.
Hunter's been with us a little over 3 years now, and so has Zach, and he has a degree from Appalachian State in fermentation science. So a lot of these guys, nowadays, a lot of colleges and universities are offering fermentation science degrees.
Right.
I know this because I have two daughters who are starting to look into colleges, and I'm like, hey, what about this? Of course, they're like, no, I'm not doing that. Kevin actually was... he loved beer, and I hate to misrepresent him, but I think he actually was a chef and worked in kitchens, and so I think a lot of times you have a lot of these brewers who are, they're basically chefs. I mean, they have to kind of come up with these recipes and tastes and so forth.
Right.
We also have Dave, who he just loved beer, and this is kind of a second career for him as well. And then we've got Sam and Daniel back there, too. So we have a big crew back there helping out.
So we produce how many different types of beer? I don't know how you do it, monthly, weekly?
Yeah.
At least 24, right?
Yeah, at least 24. We have 24 taps and
24 taps.
That we have... different beers at all times. I think Chad looked it up the other day on Untappd, and I think it was like over 250 different recipes that we put out there or something.
Oh my
at this
gosh.
Point, it's a lot. And some of those, it's a one time, and it's like, but we like to experiment, and that's really important to us, is to try new things and experiment. Some are great hits, and when they hit, we keep them.
And others, not so good, and we move on to the one of the next ones.
Here's the thing. There's always somebody who... like something, you know, and that's what we wanted to have, 24 different options so people could try different things, because some people love a wheat beer and they come in and that's what they want. And then other people want those IPAs that are really bitter. And now new trend is to have IPAs that are not bitter but have all those wonderful citrus flavors and tastes and be more tropical.
Well, you know, it's really interesting is what Legal Remedy has done in terms of getting the downtown momentum going. You were one of the first to come down there and make a major investment in this. You draw big crowds all the time, and you've expanded across the street. You bought the old Varsity Restaurant. It's not open to the public, but you do what do you do over there, Mike?
We prep all our food for the menu. We were having to come in and prep before we opened and be completely done because we were using right in front of the kitchen as a prep area. This is the only space we had, so we picked up the Varsity, turned that essentially into a prep kitchen. We also do catering and things like that out of there.
And most people who are drinking beer are having something to eat, correct?
Absolutely. The two go together.
This groupie over here, you know, Scott Oliver, he knows all about Legal Remedy. He's trying to think of buy a house next to it so they can just walk from. Not just teasing. Okay. It's all good.
It's a good setup.
It's a good setup. Okay, so Legal Remedy is off and running. And since you all have started this 5 years ago, we've seen quite a growth in this this industry here locally. I mean, you got a lot of different people who are doing a lot of different things with beer. This is good?
Oh, it's awesome. So we have become sort of a destination for people outside of Rock Hill. And then we have great friends who are making wonderful beer right here in Rock Hill as well. In fact, we just did a collaboration with Slow Play, and they have the beer on. Oh, we did it at their brewery, and we've done it before. It's called A Tourney Peach Golden Ale, and they put it on tap with them, and we put it on tap last night, and it is delicious. But it's a small industry, and it's fun. I mean, it's supposed to be fun. It's beer. It's not complicated.
Now, but your industry is more than just what you sell right there on Oakland Avenue. You also distribute your beer, and that's a whole program in terms of what the South Carolina laws are. But you have to get that distribution thing to be able to do what you're doing.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. We do distribute. We distribute in South Carolina and in North Carolina.
Now, you do it in bottles, cans? How do you do it?
We do kegs, which we would distribute to other, restaurants and so forth. And then we also do cans. We have a canning line that we have on Oakland Avenue, and we have about, I'm thinking right now, about 7 or 8, I should know this, cans right now in stock. Looking 7.
So you're canning right out on Oakland Avenue?
Right in the back of Oakland Avenue.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody wanted to buy some Legal Remedy beer besides getting it off the tap at your restaurant, you can find it in the local grocery stores or what?
Sure can. You can find it in a lot of the local grocery stores, or you can just come to the brew pub and we can sell you any of our 6-packs ready to go. And we also sell in growlers. So if we have something that we're not canning, we can fill it up in a growler for them to take home and enjoy within 24
What's
hours.
What's a growler?
Growler's like a jug.
It's like a water jug.
It's like a 64-ounce jug, and you can fill it up, and we fill it from the tap. And I always tell people it's best in 24 hours, but you have about 48 hours to drink it to keep them, keep it fresh, good flavors.
Well, I would imagine with particularly with Winthrop University right down the street, and now we have a new bus system that's running up and down that park.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
And we have bicycles. You have Comporium's bikes right there.
We have the bikes right there. We have the free bus and the bus stops right there. It's terrific.
You know, it's interesting, particularly on the weekend, like a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, you just see people come. They just come and hang out like for hours, just sitting there chewing the fat outside under those tarps and having a beer and talking. They're not on their phones. They're actually communicating. Woo! That's wonderful. So, with all that being said, we're going to take our mid-program break and get you to the second part of this story, which is they're expanding. And we'll be talking about that right after we take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Also, our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. You two don't know nothing about this because everybody comes here for fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. There's a magical way that we do it here, and we let everybody know about it. You all teed up over there? You ready? Okay. We're all going to say the white letters together on the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Not bad. Back after these words.
News and information that matters to you. This is Straight Talk.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 sub or salad online and skip the line. Just go to MySubstationII.com, click on the online order tab, place your order, and come and get it. That's MySubstationII.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Does your business need to stay better connected with your customers? With Comporium's hosted voice over IP, your staff can have one business number for all their mobile devices and direct voicemails to email, both making it easier to stay better connected with clients. And these are just two of many features which improve efficiency and productivity. Keep your business growing and stay better connected to your customers. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about voice over IP or go online to Comporium.com.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new, expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We're talking about beer, 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 Legal Remedies beer. We have with us the Legal Remedies librarian, Cassie McGowan, and Legal Remedies warden of wood smoke, Mike Ramsey, which means he is the chef, the head chef, correct? All right. So we've gotten this entity on Oakland Avenue up and running. Everything's doing well. And originally, you had thought about opening Legal Remedy in what was brand new at that time, Riverwalk. But for a lot of reasons, that didn't work out. But now you're ready to do something over there, correct?
Yeah.
So tell me, what's going to happen?
Well, originally we were going to open over there, but actually the laws changed in the state that allowed us to be able to increase our production. And we did buy some land over there originally, and it just wasn't going to be enough space to have the big enough production area.
Right.
So that's why we moved over to Oakland Avenue. And so we have been kind of looking over there and waiting, and now it's time to do something a little different. And we've got the front of the house we feel like is going great, and our beer's going great, and so we're going to open a brew pub over on in Riverwalk now.
All right, so what is the name of this new brew pub going to be? We haven't decided yet?
We haven't quite decided yet. We have a couple ideas we're still playing around with. We were actually discussing it today. And so that's going to be to be announced still because we're playing around with it. It's a little different. Our plan of attack is to have a little different fare of food over there.
Correct. It'll be I think we're calling it Mexican fare with Southern flair. So what we've done is researched authentic Mexican recipes, tacos. There's going to be a lot of tacos. We researched those, and then we went back to all the farmers we work with and found what ingredients we could substitute out so you'd have really an original product that's nobody else has. So that's kind of the idea.
So when you say farmers, are you dealing with local farmers right now?
Correct. We have great relationships. Every Saturday morning we do a farmers market in front of the brewery, and we've created relationships. We use several from Columbia all the way up to the top of York County that we like to source product from.
I'm thinking of the fellow I've interviewed. I can't think of his name right now. Who has the business in Fort Mill called Pucker Butt?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to incorporate some of Pucker Butt stuff in your restaurant?
I've reached out to them. Yeah, I'd like to set them up. We're going to do a little bit different. We've talked about doing salsa flights as opposed to beer flights there, so having like 8 different salsas. So we're going to have something probably that'll hurt you. But you'll have that option to get a smaller portion on a flight if you want to try it.
Well, you know, here at Substation 2, I dare you,
yeah.
Mike.
I'm not doing it. I'm
even going to buy. I'm going to buy the sandwich for you. No problem. We'll just put one or two little ghost peppers on there, and I just want to watch.
I just want to have a good day tomorrow. So that's not a good idea to do today.
All right. The location of this new brew pub without a name is going to be where?
It's right near the Velodrome in Riverwalk, and there are some apartment buildings that are already built there, and I'd say it's kind of in front of the apartment buildings on the turn, kind of turn 3 of where the Velodrome is located.
All right, so it's going to put you, if you're coming in to Riverwalk, and you have the YMCA building, and on the other side of it is the Velodrome, and on the other side of the Velodrome is
where you'll
be. The yet unnamed brew pub. Why do you call it that? The yet unnamed brew pub.
That might go on my list.
Huh?
Yeah.
I want to do a competition amongst all the people who come in. Give us your ideas for this yet to be named brew pub.
We can try.
All right. That could get crazy quick.
It could get crazy quick. We're having a hard enough time just going back at the ideas of between us, but we've got some good ones. Trust
so
me,
what
it's
is,
gonna be fun.
What's the timetable on all this? When do you think you're gonna open this thing up?
Well, they're just starting to move kind of dirt around and put some curbs in now. And I mean, if everything goes perfectly, I would say late spring, summer, but you know how things happen. So we're just gonna take it as it comes and try to work each project as it comes to our way. Just like naming it. But yeah.
So summer or fall of 2020 is what we're getting to.
Yes, yeah, I'd say. I'm trying to be, you know, I don't want to put a firm date out there because we're just going to keep going.
So the beer in this brew pub will be beer from Legal Remedy over here, correct?
It will be some beer from Legal Remedy on Oakland Avenue, but we will have a small brew system there as well, so we'll be brewing some beer there as well. We just won't be doing quite as many varieties at the Riverwalk location because it won't be as big a system, so we'll bring some of it over from Oakland Avenue as well. But it will be Legal Remedy brewing beer.
All right, so I'm a little confused. We are going to brew some beer over at the brew pub, but it's going to be on a much smaller scale.
It's a smaller system, yes.
So we're going to bring in more of the vats and all that kind of stuff and do it?
Yes.
You'll see some. Yes, you will see. You'll see the fermentation tanks and so forth, but we won't have a giant grain silo out front because the scale isn't. We've got it over here. That's where we need to keep it.
Well, the bottom line is Riverwalk has been a very successful project. There's a lot of everything out there, a lot of homes, new families. We've got, what are you laughing at?
There's a lot of people there.
A lot of people out there. It's an ideal location for you, plus you're very close to Fort Mill, and you'll draw people down from there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the area clearly can support another brew pub, no problem. And we have a lot of people who are coming down from Charlotte, not only just to come to us, but as we said, the Yoco Brew Trail, which York County put out. It has all the different breweries that you can go around to. People are coming to try all these new places, too. So it's I think we see more people coming outside of York County.
The other side of this is when you take a look at what this business enterprise has meant to the city/county, You all of them, I mean, you're employing a lot of people. You've made a huge investment, and all that goes on the tax rolls. So bottom line is this enterprise, Legal Remedy, and the yet-to-be-named Brewpub are all good deals for, you know, the community.
Absolutely. And we live here, and so it's important for us to do a good job.
Now, go ahead.
I mean, it's really about the community and the community involvement. We do a lot of things, whether it be yoga. We do goat yoga sometimes. Farmers markets. It's important for there to be community involvement. So that's one of our go-tos.
All right. So what's next on the air? You mentioned something to me. You had some term before we went on the air that had something to do with education that you're doing?
Oh, yes. Well, we do Cicerone.
That's it.
Yeah.
How do you spell that word? Oh, she doesn't know. Anyway, just sound it out phonetically. Cicerone.
It's a certification of beer knowledge. Most of our front of the house, we are all beer server certified Cicerones, which means that we have knowledge of the beer styles, and we can try to talk to people so they understand all the different tastes they might explore if they want to look at the menu. So they can come in and say, if somebody comes to me and says, I don't like IPAs, my first question is going to be, tell me what you don't like about it. Is it you don't like bitter beer? Because there's a lot of IPAs out there that are really, really bitter. And then I can say, oh, I can understand that. So let me direct you this way. Because there are some different kinds of beers out there, they might even be an IPA, that aren't bitter. And so you have that conversation and you want to talk to people. Because it's fun to explore. It's a little intimidating to come in and you see all these different beer styles. And you're like, I don't know what I want. I mean, a lot of us just have an understanding of beer as just being yellow and fizzy, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good beer too sometimes, but you may want to go in different routes.
So if somebody like me were to walk in and say, look, I just like things sweet, you know, if I have a wine, I like a sweet wine. What can you do for me?
Exactly.
And you're going to say, well, we've got whatever.
Right. And I'm probably going to direct you to possibly maybe our milk stout. And a lot of people, when they see dark beer, they're like, ooh, that's going to be really heavy. And a lot of times it can be really light as well, because really it's just the kind of grains we use, the kind of barley we use, right, if it's been roasted or not. Think about a coffee. When you have coffee, you can have a light coffee because it's been lightly roast beans.
Sure.
It's the same beans. Same thing with the grains.
And if you want a heavy beer, I just came back from a trip and happened to go through the Guinness Brewery.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. How they drink that stuff is, and they can't make it fast enough. It's going out in great big tractor-trailer rigs. It's just amazing. All right, so this all gets underway, hopefully sometime spring or summer of 2020, and it's the yet-to-be-named Brewpub, which is an extension of Legal Remedy. And congratulations to everybody, the five families that got together in your backyard.
Yeah, we're celebrating our fifth year birthday this Saturday.
Ah.
So we're having a big party over at Oakland Avenue.
Good.
This Saturday.
And everybody's invited.
And everybody's invited.
All right. Well, thank you. Cassie McGowan, thank you very much. And, of course, the warden of the wood smoke, Mike Ramsey, thank you all for being here. And thank you for what Legal Remedy is doing for the community. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. And there's a magical way that we do it. Everybody here knows what that is, and we're going to hear it on the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Everybody's got it. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.